Good morning, KJJY.
Toby Keith was my wife and I's favorite artist. I'm retired military, and he came over to Kosovo 2003-2004. I was standing in line going to get an autograph from him. He ran out of pictures.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, crap. And everybody's like, well, do you got something? I said, well, I run back to my room and get something my wife gave me as good luck charm. He goes, I got to leave, buddy. I'm just like,
oh, like, no.
Well, we got a picture of him and together. And my wife, at the time, they had a website up. And she goes, what's this I hear? See, you getting a picture with Toby Keith? Like, yeah. She goes, get his autograph? I said, he ran out. She goes, it figures. But he came here for my 50th birthday. She surprised me. And we went to see him out at the fairgrounds. And he sung an American Soldier. And just that always song always, it always makes me proud that I served.
Before I let you go, though, I got to get your name, and I want to get your wife's name.
Will and Don.
I'm going to play American Soldier just for you. Thank you for your service, and thanks for sharing that memory this morning.
Wow, the news about Toby Keith, that was pretty shocking.
Yes, ma'am, it was.
That American Soldier is one of my favorite songs. Now I'm, like, driving down the road on my way to work crying.
You and me both, because my son is serving right now in the Army, and I just saw him last weekend, and he just got back to D.C., late Sunday night, so that song now hits a little different, you know?
Yeah, my brother serves, and my niece and my nephew all serve. And, yeah, so every time I hear that song, I think of them. His music got me through 9/11.
For a lot of people, that was the case.
I think that was probably the first time I really became a Toby Keith fan is during 9/11. I just listened to his music all the time. It isn't one of those where you just have it on, you crank it, and you sing at the top of your lungs. You don't care how you sound.
It's 92.5 KJJY, 720. We're sitting at 30 degrees on our way to a high of 58 today. And if you're just waking up, we've got sad news to pass along that Toby Keith passed away. We got the news around 3 a.m. this morning after a long and courageous battle with stomach cancer. Toby was only 62 years old, but any interview that you watched, post you would see on social media, he was always very positive about the diagnosis and about his life and his career, and you have to admire that. We are just getting so many stories from all of you that were big fans that had a chance to see him live here in Central Iowa. He's played so many times over the years at the Iowa State Fair, at the Wells Fargo Arena. Please keep sharing those stories, those photos. If you have a favorite Toby Keith song, we are going to celebrate and we are going to mourn together. That's what we're doing. And speaking of mourning together, my dear friend who joins me on Tuesdays, Jackie Schmillen from
Good
the
morning.
Iowa National Guard is here. That song has to hit different for you because of the job you are now doing.
Anytime you hear a patriotic song or someone that truly believes and was able to pour his passion into a message like that, I think we all remember when maybe we first heard that song or we have a memory with that song. So, yes, it's one of those that really chokes you up this morning, especially with this unfortunate news. But I love the way that you said we're celebrating him this morning, because I feel like he's one of those individuals that truly lived his life to the fullest every single moment. So let's take that, let's celebrate that, and let's be blessed that we get to listen to his music forever and ever.
Well, and he was unapologetically patriotic.
Yes.
I mean, he would not only show you that here when he was performing stateside, but we got a call at the top of the hour from a soldier who saw him in Kosovo. So he would tour bases around the globe and perform, and I heard sign autographs and take pictures for hours and hours and hours on end.
That's incredible.
So his relationship with the military wasn't really about business for him. It was personal.
Right.
I'm not just
singing a song to get on the charts. I truly mean what I'm saying.
Yes.
And that's pretty incredible.
And he showed it.
Yeah.
And he lived it, which is so amazing. You have a great story. And your connection to him is not really about country radio.
No, it's not. I'm a parrot head. I'm a Jimmy Buffett fan. So we, of course, lost him this last year. And when that happened was just kind of what we're doing this morning. You know, it's on repeat. You're listening to all your favorites. I was doing that with Jimmy Buffett songs and literally listened to nothing but Jimmy Buffett. But when you listen to Jimmy Buffett, you hear Toby Keith because they were great friends. So you quite often would hear collaborations or them singing together and things like that. And so then I started knowing more about Toby Keith when I was always used to listen to Jimmy Buffett. So that's how I kind of got to know Toby Keith, other than, you know, all the classics that we all love and enjoy. So like everybody's doing this morning, right? You're tuning into your favorite country radio station like right here. You're throwing on your favorite Toby Keith songs. You're Googling everything about Toby Keith this morning. So I kind of did the opposite. I was looking at Jimmy Buffett, Toby Keith moments, and some really fun things popped up this morning that I didn't even know about. I just realized this morning, or learned this morning when I was Googling, like everybody else probably is, that Toby Keith offered the song, because they used to collaborate a ton together, and he often would go down to Jimmy Buffett. Buffett's studio in Key West to record his songs. And he asked him, he's like, hey, I have this song. Do you want it? And it was Red Solo Cup. Huh. And Jimmy Buffett was like, no, don't want that one. And it was just not for him. So Toby Keith did it on his own and obviously got great success from it. Whether you love it or hate it, it's one we all know and remember. So then later, Jimmy came back with another ridiculous song, Too Drunk to Karaoke, and thought Toby Keith would turn him down. And in true Toby Keith fashion, he's like, heck no, let's go. Let's do it.
Good morning, KJJY.
Yeah, I have a special memory for Toby Keith.
Yes, ma'am.
My niece, Maddie, who has special needs, got to meet and greet him, years ago at the Tree Town Festival. And he was, like, so kind to her and our whole family. And he, dedicated Whiskey Girl to her at the concert. And he added into his set what wasn't originally in there. And he announced, this is to my niece, or my, to Maddie baby. And it was so special. And then years later, he came again to the Tree Town or Country Thunder, and we got another meet and greet, and I got to be with her this time, and he remembered her, and I thanked him for doing that for her, and it just meant the world to her.
I love stories like this. We're hearing more and more about that,
wow.
Jackie. Isn't that cool?
It's moments like that that make you truly appreciate how incredible this man was.
Yes, he absolutely was.